you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. I love it from John chapter 14, verse 27. How you doing? Happy Thursday. This, yeah, pretty much halfway through the month of August already. Yep, the 14th day of August 2014. Fred, I pray you're doing well today. It's Joey. Spending some time with you, of course, on this Thursday. I don't know about you, but my wife and I are excited because the kids go back to school in a few days, and all God's people said, amen. It's great. Well, you know what? We actually, hard to believe, though, that the kids are going back to school. We actually had a pretty good summer. We did a lot of fun stuff. We did this. We did that. Took advantage of the outdoors. Went on a couple of little getaways as well, and the end of summer is a hard time for me, honestly, because I love the summertime, and I'm the flip-flop, shorts and t-shirt type of guy. I'm not a coat, hat, gloves, shoes person. So normally, when school begins for the school year, that's the beginning of the end, so to speak. But summer's not over yet, so let's enjoy it. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, of course. Hey, I don't know if you have any plans this weekend. Wow, lots of great stuff happening this weekend. Tomorrow, it's free dentistry day at the Champaign Dental Group on South Neal Street and Family Dental Care on East Anthony Drive in Champaign. It's free dentistry day. If you can get more information on that, by the way, freedentistryday.org. Also coming up on Saturday, it's the Phoenix Drop-In Center grand opening. Oh, this is exciting. I know we've talked about it a couple of times here in the last couple of weeks. Mark has interviewed Thomas, who lives at CU at Home Group House. And Melanie Jackson, who's the executive director at CU Home, was on the Tuesday edition with Mark and friends. So we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Their grand opening and their ribbon cutting ceremony is this Saturday from 2 to 5 in the afternoon in celebration of the Phoenix Drop-In Center grand opening, 215 South Neal Street in Champaign. That's actually on the corner of Neal and White in Champaign. And actually, Phoenix provides day services to the homeless. So wonderful ministry, wonderful outreach as well, so you're invited to be part of that. And our friends at the National Day of Prayer Task Force having their monthly breakfast Saturday morning at Denny's Restaurant, 702 West Town Center Boulevard in Champaign. You can get more details at our website on this and other great stuff, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on events. So, yeah, lots of great stuff happening this weekend, but the kids go back to school, too, here in a few days as well. So, praise the Lord. I'm still excited about that. Hey, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about holiness. Holiness does not mean being perfect. It means being set apart. So we're going to be taking a look at 1 Peter chapter 1, where Peter encourages Christians to be holy as he is holy. So we're going to be talking about that today, right after this, on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God. God he lay. Light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day.
So there you are, you're in a crowded room, and suddenly everybody turns to look at you. And under the weight of those stares, your heart begins to race. Maybe a bead of sweat breaks down your brow, and you take a half step back, looking for a way to hide within the wallpaper. Anybody ever been there? Well, if you've ever felt that way, you're not alone. Actually, most Americans, actually 61%, would rather blend into the crowd than stand out. And I'll tell you what, this tendency is so strong that fashion designers and advertising giants bank millions on our desire to look and be like everybody else. For followers of Jesus, though, the problem with our habit of blending in is that the Bible calls us to be set apart. In fact, the scriptures command us to think and behave differently than the world around us. This has nothing to do with fashion or branding. It has everything to do with lifestyle and character. Friend, we are called to be holy, to be set apart, because Jesus is holy. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to look at a couple of verses here, 1 Peter chapter 1. A little background here. Peter sought to encourage the first century believers undergoing persecution by emphasizing to them their call to holiness. Now, they had been set apart from the lifestyle of those around them to live as reflections of our holy God. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 19, it says, "As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you have had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.' Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. You know, it seems a little odd, though, if you study out this whole thing here in 1 Peter. It seems a little odd to me that in a letter written to a group of persecuted Christians, Peter threw in a reminder to be holy. Maybe they wanted to hear, stay in the faith. You can do it. I'm praying for you. But Peter reminded them to be holy in the midst of their persecution. Why in the world would he do that? And I'll tell you what, pain and suffering can have a way of leading us to God, but they can also steer us away from God. You know what I'm talking about? When pain and suffering and trials and seasons of life come our way, it has a way to either leading us to God or from God. And it all depends on our individual response. Some people will try to do what is right, no matter what the cost is. Others will do whatever is easiest to handle a difficult situation. So to live by the truth is to live a life apart for God, which is a holy life. Not perfectionism. Oh, man. If you're trying to live the perfect life, you need to stop because you're going to give yourself a heart attack. We need to be set apart. So Peter reminded these believers that in the midst of your persecution, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your suffering, he reminded them not to slip back into their former lifestyles and habits, but to continue to pursue what is good and true. And he reminded us to pursue Jesus even in the midst of great trial. So he reminded them, in the midst of your trial, still look and talk like Jesus. Still pursue the things of God. Still choose not to sin. Choose to not let sin reign in your mortal body. So he reminded them to be holy as he is holy, he as in Jesus. Again, it's being set apart. It's not being perfect. It's not being perfect. You need to, if you're trying to be perfect, just stop. Hit the pause button. It ain't going to happen. Because if you were perfect, friend, there would be no need for Jesus. There would be no need for Jesus if you were perfect. So just stop. Stop. Just live a life set apart from the world. Verse 14, it says here, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. See, Peter encouraged us to live as obedient children. Now, children are labeled as obedient when they trust their parents, even though their instinct is to rebel. On the other hand, there's rebellious kids I've seen over the years. They're the ones who kick and scream and fight their way and so forth. Sadly, Christians can be acting the same way, those rebellious children, when we handle situations with an out-of-control feeling or self-centered goals. Instead, we are called to face problems. Listen to this, friend. Face problems with the intention of striving towards holiness, because the one we profess as Lord is holy. So when you face problems today, when you face problems this week or next week or for years to come, face those problems with the intention of striving towards holiness. Because the one we profess as Lord of our lives is holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 and 19 says, since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your life as foreigners here in reverent fear. See, friend, God is truly worthy of our reverence. He really is. God is the all-powerful creator whose perfect love saved us from ourselves. God's power can overturn our habits and former ways. God can overcome whatever we think we are enslaved to. God can make things new, even in a world full of evil. These and other realities cause me to stand in awe before him. So God is worthy of our reverence. God is worthy of our reverence. So in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our struggles, let's continue to face those problems face to face with God's direction, with the intention of striving for holiness, friend. See, the trials and pains of this life will come and go. They will eventually coming to an end once and for all. Praise the Lord. But we need to strive for holiness. Strive for obedience. See, as you read God's word this week, look for principles and commands that you can intentionally obey. Let's strive for obedience. See, holy living may not lessen the impulse to blend in or be part of the crowd, but when all eyes do turn your way, they'll see Jesus. So, friend, go ahead. Be set apart for his sake.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will set a feast for them, my hand will say. Finest bread I will provide, till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I
Yes, beautiful song here on this Thursday. Really hits the spot, don't it? It's John Michael Talbot. That's his name. And the song is Here I Am, Lord. Great song of surrender right there. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to Great News Radio. And if you've been blessed by this radio ministry, maybe the teaching programs or the music that you hear, or even Mark and friends, would you in return be a blessing back to us? Of course, we are a listener-supported radio ministry. We depend on God's grace and your prayerful and your financial support. So would you consider maybe giving a special one-time gift here for the month of August? We really would appreciate it. Our address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if you're nice and techie and such, you can give online at our website, safely and securely, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Friend, thank you so, so much for your prayerful and your financial support of Great News Radio. We truly appreciate it. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That's coming up tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.